There's a few public hearings at the assembly meeting. So the first one is about an amendment to the borough's sales tax that would exempt long-term rentals. So what's kind of the reasoning behind this idea?
Well, that's debatable. There are those who think that this is something that helps the landlord, and there are some that thinks it helps the client. And from, I suppose, a landlord's point of view, the tax added on to rent does, I mean, it makes the total price that a person pays to rent higher by 5.5% if you're inside the town site. But I think basically it's driven by a request for consideration that a mortgage isn't taxed. Why should rent be taxed? You're taxing somebody who is less able to own their own home. So that it's being challenged that way as a regressive tax.
Would it have a significant impact on sales tax revenues if this were to go through?
We're estimating $70,000 and $80,000 a year is what we collect on rentals right now, residential rentals.
There's a couple of ordinances that are being introduced that could end up on the ballot for the October general election. So the first of which is an idea for a public solid waste management program. Can you tell me a little bit about what that program might look like?
So we would like to have a 1% sales tax collected area-wide, and that money, which we expect to raise between $400,000 and $500,000, will pay for the a transfer facility and for baling, if that's necessary, of all materials, and pay for the disposal of recycled materials or the marketing of recycled materials. So basically what we're talking about is getting away from or doing away with, everybody in town paying, for their garbage per pound and paying for it out of pocket, that it would be a free service. And this is important, though. It's free transfer and disposal. You would still, if you wanted to have somebody collect your garbage, then you can pay to have somebody collect your garbage if this proposal goes through.
The other ordinances that are being introduced are related to police services. So there's a proposed kind of on-call service area. Mm-hmm. So how would that plan work?
That plan would be the people outside of the town site service area, but inside of the boundaries, the political boundaries of the new service area, would be taxed an amount of a mill rate to raise an amount of money that would provide for expanded police service on a limited scale. And right now, our police department has estimated that it would cost about $70,000 a year for the provision of that service, which basically we're calling on call because we're not necessarily thinking of providing patrolling, but we're talking about responding to calls that people make.
So would there be specific boundaries to this area that
Absolutely.
Are drawn up?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there would be. Because the Haynesboro Charter allows for police services only within service areas. So we have to define the boundaries of where this on-call police service would be practiced. But that brings me to the next point. If you don't mind, I'll just move right into it. Then one of the assembly members at the last committee meeting said, well, have we ever considered that maybe we should, that we got this all wrong from the very beginning? I mean, why are we limiting police services just to a town site service area? Maybe we should be providing it area-wide, especially in fact that the state is no longer providing for trooper service here. So because of that, the staff initiated an ordinance that asks for an amendment to the charter, and to do exactly that, to make the police services be an area-wide service. And so they'll debate that. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I think that the assembly will look at each of those two proposals and debate them, and a lot of public will come in and talk about what they think, and we can move from there.